If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Elise Glink is with us, CEO of Best Money Moves Financial Wellness Company. Elise, what happened to the Amazon stores? Why have they decided this is not working? Oh, wrong one. Hey, I had you up on the wrong fader.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now because I know there was one, I want to say, up in Niles that I had been to, and they were called Amazon Fresh, right? And then there were those small stores like the one in the Pedway that was just like a grab and go.
Yeah, I had gone into that grab and go when it first opened, and actually there was nothing in there that I wanted to buy, whether or not I had my credit card out. But most people walked in and they just looked around. They were a little befuddled, and they walked out, or they just grabbed a couple of things, not much. But there was the fraud that you talked about a little bit ago with Mary. There's people just didn't seem to warm up to the whole thing, which is interesting because I had met years ago a woman who was involved in the planning of those stores, and they were very excited to roll them out. It was a big, they were really anticipating that this would take off. But it's almost, I don't know if it's just really too futuristic for people, or they didn't quite get it, or they felt like they wanted more control, and not that if they touched something accidentally, then they had to go and fight and say, no, I didn't take it. Lots of little funny things about the user experience.
Isn't that something? And that's why grocery stores are probably designed the way they are. I mean, they use psychologists to try and figure out how we operate in a grocery store so they can sell us more. And you're right, it was kind of robotic, kind of sterile in there.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Not a lot of people. Like, there's nobody to ask a question of. It's just, right. It's a little too weird. So Amazon's going to replace it with what they call a Dash Cart. That's like a small, smart shopping cart. And then you put the groceries in. You scan them as you put them in your bag. And you can link into your online shopping list. And then you walk out with that. And they think that's maybe just a little bit more tactile and gives people the feeling like there's a little bit more control. But we'll see.
Yeah. The Cubby guy called in earlier. He's a regular caller on our voicemail, and he was saying that, you know, nobody will remember Caitlin Clark. There's always been stars in basketball. And Mike Piff had sent me a tweet that somebody said that women's college basketball has always had stars. It hasn't always had strong school funding, lots of televised regular season games, social media, NIL, deals to amplify star power, conference networks. She's going to continue to be a star. There's no doubt about it. But right now is her moment, and those tickets are expensive, right?
They are. Just a thought about this. You know, we always have had female stars. What we haven't had before is the ability for those stars to maximize their own earning power and their own image power. And what we're seeing is that these stars like Caitlin Clark and a host of others, whether they're the woman from LSU who's the
Angel
gymnastics
Reese.
The gymnastics girl.
Oh yes, no, she's great too. She's one of the big earners, isn't she?
She's a huge earner. She's earning millions and millions. But we never had this ability for them to make themselves into stars. And with the new NCAA rules that allow them to earn that kind of money without getting knocked out of the contention, I think it really changes the game because it turns out that women can drive more online revenue, these women sports stars, than sort of the equivalent in men. It's really interesting. So I think there is a little bit of a difference today than there was even a couple of years ago. And that's, we're seeing that in the average ticket price. So women are playing at smaller stadiums, not so great, but there is a huge amount of interest, and it's driven up the average ticket price for the women's game to $726 per ticket, slightly more than the men's matchups, $710 on Saturday, which is just cool. I mean, people want to see Caitlin Clark. I know I want to see Caitlin Clark.
Me too. And I have friends who paid $400 a ticket to see her play in Iowa just weeks ago.
Ooh.
So even those regular season games, you couldn't get tickets. So, of course, the price goes up.
Absolutely.
All right. It's tax time. People are anticipating their refunds. You said the average refund is what?
Over $3,000 this year. It's coming in high, which is really great. People are going to get a nice little boost to their bottom line. But, you know, I want people to just, it's better, honestly, if you don't get a refund, because it means you're not giving the government an interest-free loan all year. But that aside, you've done it. Now you're going to get your check. Here's what I want you to do with it. Number one, pay off your high interest rate debt. There is debt out there now, Lisa, at over 36% for credit cards.
Ooh, 36%?
It's so high.
That's legal?
It gets even higher than that in some other states. But yes, it is legal. And it really, if you're paying that, boy, it's really hard to get ahead. So take that and just pay off any high interest rate debt that you have. And the next one is, do you look at other high interest rate non-deductible debts? So maybe you have a high interest auto loan. Try and get that refinanced or add the $3,000 to paying down that balance. That'll make a big difference if you don't have any debt. Emergency funds are good. Add to that. Make an extra payment on your mortgage. Open up a Roth IRA. Invest it for yourself, or even open up one for your kid if he or she is working. Maximize your 401k, save for a house, and finally, have some fun. There are some great new restaurants out there in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. We were talking yesterday with somebody from Bankrate, and he was identifying it as funflation, that people are actually up to their nose in credit card debt, but they continue to put those types of charges on their credit card because they want to have fun.
Yeah, fun is good. I think not having credit card debt allows you to sleep a little bit better at night. I vote for sleep these days, but yes. You know, hey, maybe that's just me.
I'm with you. Tell everyone how to get your newsletter.
Sure. You can just go to my website, thinklink.com. The newsletter is called Love, Money, and Real Estate, and I hope you'll sign up for it.
Thank you so much, Elise. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
That is Elise Glink. Steve's News is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.